My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is important for us to know that Allah has prepared Jannah and Paradise for us. Don't lose hope. It is not out of your reach by the will of Allah. By the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know we are human beings. We know that we have made mistakes. We know that we commit sin. But we also know that we seek forgiveness of Allah. We do not continue in our bad ways and habits. Our lives do change. And this is why we have such a blessed month of Ramadan, whereby we want to save ourselves from the fire. Every single night, there are so many people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants freedom from the fire of Jahannam. So save yourselves by asking Allah, oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. And this is why we say, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared Jannah and no one was supposed to be in it, then indeed we would become hopeless. But Allah says, don't lose hope in my mercy. Don't worry, Jannah is for you. Just try. Let's listen to some of the qualities mentioned in Surah Ala Imran regarding those who will be going into Jannah. They are the ones. Verse number 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ.
They are the ones who say, oh our Rabb, we have believed. We have believed. So we want you to forgive our sins, O Allah, and we want you to save us from the punishment of the fire. So Allah says, these people, they will earn Jannah. Their qualities continue in the next verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار.
They are the ones who are patient. They have a lot of sabr. And sabr, you know, is divided into three categories. The first is to bear patience or to utilize your energies to make yourself obey the instruction of Allah. That is the first type of sabr. The second is to restrain yourself from committing sin. That is the second type of sabr. And the third is to accept fate and decree when it comes in your direction. You need to know this. So when decree comes in my direction, as much as I have tried whatever I wanted to do in my life, ultimately only what Allah wants will happen. So at the end of the day, I tried my best, alhamdulillah. Sometimes I achieve. Sometimes I do better than expected. And sometimes it doesn't happen that way. Something else happens. Accept it. That is sabr. Allah says, as-sabirin. They are the ones of Jannah. As-sadiqeen, the truthful. Those who are truthful, they speak the truth. They mix with those who are truthful. They stay away from falsehood and stay away from company that engages in falsehood. They have nothing to do with falsehood. They are the ones also, Jannah is nearby for them. Allahu Akbar. Then Allah says, Al-Qanitin, those who are obedient. When we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, life becomes amazing. Life becomes worth living. And in fact, we know if we were to die right now, where would we go? Subhanallah. If we tried to obey Allah, we tried to bear patience, we tried to seek forgiveness, do you think that the most merciful will say, I don't want to accept the good that you've done, I'm still going to cast you in hellfire? No. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Allah is most merciful. The month of mercy, the month of goodness, and the mercy of Allah. Allah is Ghafoor Rahim even outside Ramadan. Imagine in the month of mercy, what type of mercy do you think Allah will have? Brothers and sisters, don't lose hope, but change your ways and habits. A time needs to come when you and I need to feel within ourselves, enough is enough. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May He make us strong solely for His sake. Then Allah says, "Wal munfiqeen." Some Allah has blessed them with wealth. You can use that wealth to earn your paradise. I recall at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was a need, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made an announcement, whoever spends X amount will have paradise. Whoever, for example, buys this well known as Ruma will have Jannah. Here comes Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, humbly, with utmost humility, and he purchases the entire well and he makes it work for the Muslimin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Uthman will not be affected by anything he does after today. Subhanallah. It means he used his wealth in order to earn Jannah. He was still obedient. It doesn't mean that after that you can now be disobedient. I recall once I made mention of a cat, and I said that, you know, there was a person who was granted paradise because they were compassionate to a cat or a dog as well. Person achieved forgiveness because they were compassionate to a dog. So one youngster said, I no longer read salah. I've just got 7 cats at home and I'm sure Allah will give me Jannah. I've got 7 cats at home. The point is, yes, you might have a cat or two, subhanAllah. You'll be compassionate, but that does not negate the fact that you need to be obedient to Allah even in other things. You need to try your best. Be a wholesome person, a person who understands all the aspects that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking of them. So Allah says, وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَابِ. After making mention of those who spend as those who are near to paradise, Allah says, also the ones who seek forgiveness in the early hours of the morning. That is the most blessed time, before Salatul Fajr. You get up quietly, no one is watching. And what you do is, you seek Allah's forgiveness. Oh Allah, forgive me. What I've done was very bad. Oh Allah, I was young, I was youthful, I was energetic. I went here and I went there and I did this and I did that. Wrong things. Oh Allah, I've changed my life. Understand, Allah can never ever turn you away. Never. Not once. If you are genuine, Allah says, I come to you faster than you can come to me. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that hope that we need.